And welcome back, everybody, to side two of the WADA Morning Zoo Family Album, even though it's really just on cassette. You know, over the last 3 years, we've had a lot of really nice people in the WADA radio station. I think our all-time favorite guest would be Bobcat Goldthwait. And there was one day when Bobcat Goldthwait and the guy who's the voice of Roger Rabbit, Charles Fleischer, came in the studio, and it was a wild time, as Bob Hope might say. It was wild. But we've got that and a whole lot more. Here now, some of the people who have come to see us at WAVA.
What are you doing, Frank? Frank, what are you doing? Just walking right in?
Well, Don, I hate to interrupt for a second, but I have this letter for you and Mike.
Frank, I've never seen Frank do that. He walked in and he plugged these other headphones, which means obviously we're going, oh my God! Oh okay. My God!
Oh my
celebrity!
God.
Celebrity!
Stop. Oh, I don't believe this
oh
one.
Oh my God.
Give me the letter, please.
Sure, there you go.
Thank you.
This one I don't believe.
Oh, folks. My heart's beating. My heart is beating
this
fast.
This memo is from Alan Goodman, an obvious Jew, to Don and Mike from Alan. I love general managers who write memos from Alan. Like he's a good guy. Surprise, surprise, you'll never get even with me for this one. Have a good time. Show some respect. And for the benefit of those, let me just explain this. This is Larry King. I don't get up this early.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
This is fabulous.
Let me tell you why I'm here.
It's Larry King. He's really here.
I am here on behalf of WTOP News Radio 15, who actually this morning are giving you snow information on behalf of the Federal Communications Commission, on behalf of the grease man who's ticked that I didn't go over to his place, on behalf of Ted Turner and CNN, on behalf of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And what we have decided to do here, there was a major decision. I had lunch with Alan Goodman a couple weeks ago, and we decided, how do we do it on the morning they're fired? And,
oh, this is
Alan,
too much.
Alan said to me, when are you going to drop people? How do you do it? I said, gee, I don't know how to fire people. He says, well, you know, these two guys, I mean, they like you so much. You know, I think it would ease the blow a little if you were there. You know, maybe you could find them work. We have hired a new guy, a guy named Stern. All right, now hold on, guys. This is my half hour.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hold on.
It's really Larry King.
Larry King is
Larry King.
In our studio, just walked in out of the snow. Larry King, I can't believe this.
This guy is really thrilled.
This guy is thrilled. Michael Mara is.
He'll tell you, I'm a listener. I listen every night.
I listen too, but I want to ask you. I got to ask you about this column. This column that you write, Larry, really. Now, what a deal. How did you go to the USA Today and say to them, I want to package a column of just my own views?
Well, let me explain something to you, guys. I'm going to help you along. Let me explain something to you about success.
Okay. Explain something to me, Larry.
I don't go to them and ask, all right? They come to me and ask. First rule of stardom, okay. Don't go into Goodman. Goodman comes to you. Understand? Right. Every time you go to Goodman, gives him a point. Let Goodman come to you. It's a strong thing to know with Jews.
Hi there, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Well,
that's Don. And
I'm
this
Don.
Is Mike.
This is Don, and this is Mike.
And this is.
You guys aren't anything like I imagined from your voices.
Were you thinking maybe thinner? Is that what it was?
No. Thinner, yes. Thinner and taller.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam West, would you please
thank
welcome
you.
In?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very hard.
Put the headphones on, would you mind, sir?
Where do I put them? Yes, all right. They're on. They're on.
He's kooky. All right. It must drive you crazy when people call you Batman all
it
the time.
It drives me crazy.
Crazy. Tell me if this is true or not. Something that I remember, not about you, but about Burt Ward. About 5 years ago, didn't he do a pictorial for Penthouse or something? Didn't he take pictures of women?
Well, Bert has never learned to operate a camera. What Bert did was direct.
That was it.
Bert is known as the orgy master of... No, kidding, folks, kidding. Robin would never do this.
What's Patrick Swayze, he's on it, he's sitting at Kim's desk.
All right,
is he asleep?
Is he sleeping?
No, he's fine.
Is he sleeping or is he awake?
All right.
We saw him, he looked like he was dead.
No.
Looked like he was dead, he had his head down.
Right? Here he is, ladies and gentlemen,
Patrick
Swayze.
Swayze. Hi.
Oh, morning,
yeah.
Patrick.
Oh, God.
Wait,
good morning.
Pop those headphones on.
I guess it's morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How are you, pal?
Oh, I'm just lovely.
Yeah. You look like you're delighted to be here this morning. Is that...
I'm so glad. glad to be on your radio station. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, and I bet you'd like to hang around for a couple hours signing autographs, huh?
Oh, a couple of weeks at least. A
couple of weeks. Well, we'll keep this as brief and as painless as we can for you, pal.
I'm glad to be here. I really am.
Oh, don't lie to us. Don't lie to us.
Hey, then I hate being here, so get out of my face. I'm going.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I didn't.
A man after my own heart.
Someday we hope to be as popular as you, and we hope to come into radio stations and keep them waiting for 2 hours and then be hunched over a desk after staying up all night.
I didn't stay up all night on purpose.
No, I mean that very sincerely. Very sincerely. I'm not putting you down. I would like to be in your position to be able to blow off people like you can. That's A number one in my book.
Seriously.
I mean, look at you, man. You look like you just rolled out of the sack. You need a shave. You don't look like you did in the movie. You look awful, and I applaud that. I applaud that, and I'm very serious.
Lisa and I are just trying to sort out for ourselves how this life is going to work in our, you know, for us. And if we decide that we can't live with it, we're not going to do it. We're just going to deal horses. We're just going to train horses, and we're going to blow this business off as fast as it is.
Good for you. Now, would you mind taking a few calls?
What is it that I have got to do to make a woman look at me the way that Jennifer looked at you?
You just have to turn gay. That's all there is to it. See, when you're not looking for it, and you're a faggot, and you know you're a faggot.
McLean Stevenson, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, McLean. How are you? Good morning.
I'm just wonderful.
So, McLean, what's new in your life since we last saw you on a beach?
Fortunately for you guys, I could be here. It's one of the few days I'm not making a major motion picture.
WAVA.
I just wanted to know if McLean Stevenson and the crew on MASH were really drunk during those card games.
No. There was no drinking. None at all. There was no drinking.
After you got done taping or filming?
Another question. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go out? Who would be on the cast?
On the party list.
Who would be number one on the top of the party list?
I would think Wayne Rogers. Really? He was sort of the social chairman. We would end up shooting on a Friday and find ourselves in the underground city in Atlanta Sunday morning.
Please make welcome Taylor Dane, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
Very good, and how are you?
Oh, just super.
And well, if you guys piss me off, I brought ammunition.
Look at that, a dog.
Look at the dog.
What kind of a dog is that?
It's a Yorkie.
You know what, you better put your headphones on. I think there's some people who want to talk to you on the telephone. WAVA, and Taylor Dane is not her real name. Hello, you are in the air.
Yeah, hi. Is it true that you used to be a porno star?
No, there's two Taylor Danes, but if you check out the spelling, honey, the last name is not the same.
Well, we think you're great.
Oh, well, thanks.
Anyway.
Even though I don't spread, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, Lyle Alzado.
There he is.
What a big guy.
Why are the two of you in here alone, undressed?
Well, that's how we do our show, Mr. Alzado.
You know, Alan Goodman, I've known him for 15 years.
We thought he was lying.
He's a flasher in Washington Park, and now he's dressed.
We thought he was lying.
He's convinced you guys to go nude.
Alan told us yesterday, he said, I'm a very good friend of Lyle Alzado.
And we went like, yeah, right.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right, Alan, tell us
another
story.
We danced many times.
Was that in Denver?
Yes, why? Did you ever play football?
Can't you tell? Yes, I did.
You look kind of ripped.
Thank you. You're super. You're a good-looking man yourself.
Oh, golly.
You're a big man.
There's a nice relationship happening between you two here.
We love you. Have to have you.
What about Mark Wilson? What is that guy's story? Not worth $1 million a year, do you think?
Let me change voice here.
He's very gay.
You're saying Mark Wilson of the LA Raiders is gay? Now, I have never heard that before. You're finding out so much about football here. That's amazing.
Yeah, do you two go out at night?
We date
with each other.
Not
we date
much.
Each other.
It's fast. I mean, you gotta, you know.
Yeah, we are. We're very quick.
Do you dance slow?
Well, are you trying to pick us up or what?
Well, because you're both very good-looking guys, and
you know, Lyle, I don't know how to tell you this, but
you look like a big orange, and he looks like a candy striper. And
you keep going back to this homosexual thing now, Lyle. I don't want to have to ask you the question.
Well, I need it.
Celebrity.
Right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Hey. All right. Oh. All right. All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes,
This is exciting.
This is a highlight for us, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go sit down for this one.
And make myself at home.
All right, put on some headphones, Mr. T, if you'd like. That's an attractive hat you've got on.
All right.
How you feeling? Do you have a little of the flu, Mr. T?
Well, no, the flu done flown. I can't no flu hold me, you know what I mean? You know, I'm just a little under the weather, you know, but they can't stop me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a man with a mission. I come here to TCB. Mr. T, TCB, take care of business, you know?
Take care of business.
Can't hold me. The flu get away from me, you know?
So I'm
tired. That's what it is. You know, I've been carrying my 40 pounds of gold. It wear me down a little bit, you know what I mean?
Are you wearing gold right now?
Right now, I'm wearing one little chain with a little angel on it. My bodyguard out there carrying the gold, you know, and I got my gold watch, and that's the light stuff for me, my little earrings, and, you know, so I had all the gold on last night. It's real heavy, you know?
Oh, this is neat.
So we just finished wrapping the series up in Canada. It's been 6.5 months, so I've been a little tired. You know, that's what it is. But I'm here to take care of business.
Okay, Mr. T. What about the A-Team? Did that change your life more than being in Rocky?
Yeah, it made me more richer.
Okay. Honest answers from Mr. T.
That's right. Mr. T is an honest guy. No nonsense type of guy. Tell it like it is, whether people like it or not. You know.
You've been in Washington lots of times before.
Yes, definitely. I've been here. The president invite me. Nancy Reagan sat on my lap. You know, I gave her Mr. T doll for Christmas. You know. Wow. Then gave the president a box of Mr. T cereal. You know.
Yeah, did you see Pee Wee's movie?
Yes.
Did you like when he ate your cereal?
I like that.
That was a highlight.
That was PR for me. I love it. I told Pee Wee, I said, you start your day off with two bowls of Mr. T cereal and everything will be all right.
I love it.
Also, I recommend my cereal for people when they're leaving, you know, when they're going on vacation, to put my box of cereal in their window. See, the burglars come by and see my cereal in their window. They say, don't mess with that house, you know. Like when I'm driving around in my Rolls Royce and I got to step out to go somewhere, I have to put my cereal on the back seat. You see it? The thugs see that. They say, we better keep on going and steal this Volkswagen instead of that Rolls. You know.
Oh, Mr. T. And it is time for another guest at Music Power WAVA. The voice of Roger Rabbit. Please welcome comedian Charles Fleischer.
Hey, good morning, good morning. You know, I like radio guys. They talk like radio guys. So many guys don't have the atmosphere. They don't have the projection. They don't have the cosmic sensitivity that you guys have. And hey, here we are on the Zoo Crew.
Yes, we are. We are DJs. We spell that DEEJAYS.
And normally we do, even when we're at home, we talk like that.
Don't say no, man, because I don't buy it.
So how are you, pal?
Hey, man, I'm real good. Boy, it's a good morning.
Now, you are the voice of Roger Rabbit, but you are on Welcome Back, Kotter, right?
That's right, man. I was Cabelli on Welcome Back, Kotter.
How many years were you on that show?
I was on the last 3 years of the show.
And?
The show ended.
And the show ended.
I'm confusing people now.
Yes, you are. Talk like yourself.
Do you ever talk like yourself? Do you have like a normal voice?
No, this ain't myself. Talk about insults. I come to the Zoo Crew and they say, be yourself. Yeah. Who the heck do you think I am? Luther Adler? Quasimodo? Sam and Dave?
How did you
answer, brothers? I'm talking about some radio disc jockeys.
You're going to be talking like this all morning. That's
no,
the question.
There's lots of me. You know, we're all little different people. This way, they can't know how to peg you. Who is this Fleischer? The important thing is to remember that I'm Roger Rabbit.
Oh, there we go.
Boy, that's a voice to remember. Ooh, boy.
How did you... Jesus, you're funny.
We've lost the Zoo Crew, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen two disc jockeys on the floor writhing in some sort of Vaseline-like liquid.
Oh. Now, how did you...
I just want to say hello to Rachel and Jessica and Cheryl. I hope your back is better. Thank you, baby.
Hey, forgive me for having a little personal life. Forgive me for trying to be a human being in this world of show business.
How did you... You know, I'm not even going to be able to ask you any questions about this old movie.
I got to ask him one question because I'm looking at... What's in your pocket, Charles? I'm sorry. I know it sounds like a personal question, but I had to ask
you. Personal question. Is that a rabbit in your pocket or are you glad to see me?
Hey, I've heard that line before.
Oh, God.
Another line from the movie. Tape it, Eddie. We gotta get out of here. All the time you pull my ears.
You always lift your leg up when you're doing that impression?
I do. Whenever I do Roger, I get totally physicalized. I become Roger, and if I don't, I don't do it. I can't do Roger standing still.
My question would be, how did you do that? Did you voice along with the cartoons, or did you bring your voice down first?
I was on the set every day. I was... I also had a suit made.
You wore a rabbit suit like Roger.
I
asked the costume lady, I said, I need a costume. She said, excuse me. I need a costume. I want to ride a costume. So they made me a costume. I had the red overalls, a bow tie, and I had a pair of ears for my head. And Hoskins, who plays Eddie Valiant the first day, said, he's out of his mind. He's a gamma. What's he doing with a suit on? He's out of his mind. But then he thanked me because it really helped him, too, because the way it works, I would be off camera projecting myself into the space where Bob Hoskins was working to empty space. So whatever he did, if he pulled Roger's ears,
You'd have to do that?
Reacting to him. So we developed an entire new technique of acting where we could be 10 feet apart from each other, not looking at each other, and working as though we were right next to each other.
Did you get to go to Steven Spielberg's house or anything?
Hey, babe, I'm not going to tell you about my personal life, but whoa, what a pad.
Yikes. How much dough did you
Mundo,
make?
Talk about, Steven. No, I love the guy. And Bobby Z, in all fairness to all directors everywhere, Bobby Zemeckis, eat your heart out, directors of films. Eat your heart out. Back to the Future, Roger Rabbit, Romancing the Stone. Yeah, make a film, somebody else.
What was Steven Spielberg like, really, though? I mean, if we were to go sit with that, we're two schmucks. If we were to go sit with him...
Hey, you can't say two on the radio.
Would we get along with Steven Spielberg?
No chance.
How about Amy? Amy Irving, will we get along with her?
Don't get pushy. Amy's beautiful. And did you know that Amy sings in the movie, the voice, when Jessica sings, that's Amy's voice?
No, it's not.
I'm out of here. Travel all this way, 3,000 miles, to talk to some zoo people, and the first thing to do, it's not.
Ladies, she was dressed up as a rabbit the whole time.
Bobcat Goldthwait, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Amy Irving was in a rabbit suit, and an Irish singing, singing with both of you, where you started.
Which one is it, Bob? Hey, this guy, dueling Bobs.
Listen, you do the rabbit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two comedians in here right now. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Come on in, butchy boy, Bozo.
Oh, shut up.
Charles Fleischer and Bobcat are here now.
Now, wait a second. I did a movie with a talking horse, and I didn't have nobody dressed up as a horse on the sideline the whole time.
Yeah, that's why the movie probably won't be as big as this one either.
Yeah, I got big money saying that, too. So you know this is a hit, and you're just milking it, huh, Chuck?
Milking it, baby. Hey, where do you...
You're making some cheese out of this one. Let's not candy coat
it. This ain't cheese, pal. This is aluminum silahydrate. Hey, Bob, I think we can lose these guys. You and I can do this show.
Oh, come on in. This is the Butchie Boy and Bozo.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, it's the Bobcat!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
That one was not Bobcat.
Maybe you didn't put the reverb in. It wouldn't hurt so much.
You know, I think at this time about the alarm going off right now for somebody else.
You're listening to Well Radio. We're coming from a well.
This is Charlie Flush and Bobcat Goldthwait here in Waver, the Zoo Crew. We're going to tie up the disc jockeys and finger pluck their body hairs, arrange them into a syllabus, and then play Scrabble with their teeth.
But first,
we're going to do some humor.
What did you do to keep Bob Hoskins from snapping?
To tell you the truth, he snapped many times.
See, big drinker?
Yeah.
Bob Dringer, I can see him slamming him down. I can see him all liquored up.
You know what I'd like to know about is Steve Guttenberg, because I don't think we've ever talked about Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg is just as nice guy off screen as he is on.
Okay.
If you could bottle that. I'd like to merge Friday the 13th with the police academies, and Guttenberg gets an axe in the head. It's a short movie.
Charles, would you call my son as Roger Rabbit? Oh, come on.
Your kid's calling another station.
Your kid's calling one of those 976 lines. Hi, Doris. My dad works in radio. Can you do that thing about Pandora's open window again?
Hello.
Hi, Bart.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Bart. You know who this is? This is Roger Rabbit. How you doing, buddy? Please, tell me you're okay, will you?
Yeah,
hey, have you seen my movie yet?
Yeah.
Can you say, I love you, Roger Rabbit?
I love you, Bart.
Oh, and Bart,
can you say, I love you, Bobcat?
I like you jumping in there. That's good.
Bart, can you say you love Uncle Bobcat?
I love you, Bart.
Can you give Uncle Bobcat?
I think Bart said he hated me.
No. Can you give Uncle Bobcat some kisses?
Bart, can you say Pee Wee Herman sucks? You got anything else you want to exploit in your life? You have, like, x-rays of your colon we can show?
You're killing me, man.
You have the kid for material?
Yes, and my mother. That's how slow our show is.
Man, oh, man, you're working on new relatives.
Don't forget to get your Bobcat lava light with little Bobcats floating up and down going, ah!
Come up with that Roger Rabbit lava lamp shit?
No, but just about everything else.
I'm gonna see your face, that rabbit's face on everything.
I don't mind.
Thank you, Charles.
Rabbit colonic bags.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
It's another below the belt anatomical comment from Bob Goldie.
Well, that's me, man.
If you stretch
Captain
out,
Orifice.
If you stretch out all of Bob's little comments and arrange them alphabetically, then take the first letter, it will spell yet another anatomical part. Why? Because the man is a genius. A lot of guys, he don't need to smash a melon, ladies and gentlemen. He understands what's funny. No offense, Gallagher, but you ever hear of a wit?
I need more material. They got guys designing new produce.
That's it.
They got a team of scientists developing new strains of vegetation.
I don't want to be rude, but Gallagher and Howie Mandel are doing an act together soon. They put a melon inside of a glove and then smash it. It's unbelievable. You gotta see it. Talk about wit. These guys can write. Ay, ay, ay. Me and Bob are in awe.
Awe.
I'll see you Zoo Cruise later, man.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Charles Fleischer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Charles.
Roger Rabbit. God bless you. Thank you, pal.
Oh, man.
We don't have enough energy happening in this room, do we?
Elvis is dead. Let me say that again for the record. Elvis is dead. He's pushing up daisies. He's dead as a doornail. He's like Beethoven. He's decomposing. Elvis Presley is dead. You know that, and I know that. But there's an old man in Fort Worth, Dallas, Denton, Texas, who doesn't know that. His name is Major Bill Smith, and we've been calling this coot on the Morning Zoo Show for the past 3 years. We've been jerking his chain on a regular basis, and it all came to a head recently when we called Major Bill and told him that we had Elvis Presley on the phone, when actually it was just Mike O'Mara in the next studio. Well, you just listen to this, and then you decide for yourself. Elvis, dead or alive?
Major Bill now says he's going to try to arrange it for Elvis to stay up late enough to call us.
You know what I'd like to do sometime? Really, if we really wanted to pull a fast one on the Major, simply could put together a voice like that and just call the Major and say, hey, this is the king.
You want to try it?
Yeah, sure,
why not? Here's the phone. Okay, there we go.
There we are.
All right.
Yeah, so is Major Bill Smith there? I'm just fine. I wanted to see if I could go on the radio with those guys. Is there any way hello? He hung up on me. He hung up on me. He sounded like he was really, really tired. We woke him up. I thought he was buying it. He said something about a conference call, and then he hung up the phone.
About a conference call?
I don't know. I guess he didn't. I'll take it hook, line, and sinker.
Diana just came running in and said, we got a call on the WAVA request line. It's Major Bill.
Yeah.
Major Bill apparently put him on hold to conference him because he's going to call us now.
Oh, no.
So now, he won't have anybody on the other line, but we can't let on that we even know what the hell he's talking about. All right, let's break in for this bulletin from the Mage. Hello, Mage.
Good morning. I want you to know that I still love y'all. Y'all are my favorite, and I have a friend this morning. Just a second.
Hello, Mage.
Hello, Mage. Mage?
Hello, Mage.
No, Mage would be on his other line right now trying to conference the friend.
I know, Frank.
Hello.
Well, we're going to have to... Mage?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, are you there? Hello?
Okay. I'm trying to get my conference thing. Just hold on a second.
Okay, I tell you, can I come back to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, be right back with Major Bill and... Is it him?
It's him.
All right. Be right back, Mage. Be right back. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Now. He's on hold. Now. Go in the other room, and you call him as Elvis. And okay. Frank, you come in here with me.
Okay.
Are you ready, Frankie?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Hello?
Hello?
And?
I have a special friend. I'm not saying anything. My special friend is on the line that would like to, and he has stayed up all night in order to say an exclusive hello to Don and Mike, WAVA. So
this would be it, Mage?
I hope you're able to pick him up. So say hello to my friend.
Hello.
Hello. I just want to say, Major Bill's a good friend of mine.
Major Bill's a good friend. Is this Elvis Presley?
Yeah. I don't think names are important right now.
Is this Elvis Presley?
I just don't think, I don't want to talk about names. You know, I've spent a lot of time, been up all night on this.
Been up all night. What do you do when you stay up all night, friend?
Basically, I stay up, watching some late night shows, late night with David Letterman.
What? You watch Late Night with David Letterman?
I watch some of the TV shows.
You ever watch football?
I'm a football fan.
Who's your favorite football team?
I don't want to say which particular. He better not say the Washington Redskins. He better say the Dallas Cowboys.
Who's your favorite team there?
How about Dallas? Texas is a good state.
What about your favorite baseball team? I read a report that your favorite baseball team is the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I love the Boston Red Sox. Before any Lee Boggs controversy came up.
So you are aware of the headlines in today's papers. You must really be alive still.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired, but I read the newspaper. I'm going to go. I got to go.
Okay,
goodbye. All right.
Well, Mage, both Mike and I can say that we firmly believe. Don't you believe, Mike?
I know I believe. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Are we off the air?
No, let me take you off the air. Hold on a second, Mage. Okay. Hey, Frank, would you pick this up for a second? Thank you, Mage. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. I hope you folks now realize, mm-hmm. I think we've severed that one forever. I think when he finds out...
I don't think there's going to be any revisiting the Mage. I really think that's pretty much it.
You know, Frank held up a note and wanted me to ask if Elvis liked Buddy Rich.
I knew I liked the Boston Red Sox question.
I thought you were going to say the Giants were your favorite team, for God's sake.
I didn't want to commit to anything. I really... I was really tired.
It is tired.
Great. Oh, he's going to really be mad at us.
Elvis Presley Weekend. WAVA.
Well, folks, if you've listened to WAVA for any amount of time, I'm sure by now you know that Mike O'Meara has two really big things going for him. One is his amazing ability to impersonate anybody's voice, and his other incredible ability is the ability to break wind on command. Mike has gotten gastrointestinal explosions down to an art form. Hear now the best of Mike O'Meara and his gaseous fumes.
Will not disappoint.
Thank you, Mike, for that blast from the past. But wait a minute, Mike O'Meara is not the only one with a skeleton coming out of his closet. There is always my darkest day in radio. It's not the day that Charlie and Harrigan were fired. It's the day that I got on the radio and told everybody just what I thought of Lisa Bonet's TV show, A Different World. Now, please remember, this is not for small children.
Tonight, the Denise Huxtable show, the Lisa Bonet show, comes on after Cosby.
Yeah, the Lisa... I'm sound asleep show. She's lame. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to go out on a limb and predict that this new Cosby show is going to be super boring.
Oh, my goodness. Can you get the tape?
Frank, give me that please, disclaimer. You want to know something? That's the first time I have ever done that in my life.
All comments made on the Don and Mike Morning Zoo program are the sole inhabiting solely for the commentators and all responsibility for, and do not in any way, shape, or form be there, reflect, or get down to the point at hand.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Wishing to fire away dissatisfaction in the air of commentations made on the program to which we have henceforth referred to may, if they are in good health and unstable mind frame, correct those negatory type grievances to the Morning Zoo Customer Service Center, which is and has yet to be announced sometime
sometime in the distant future, so sit tight. The producers, writers, directors, parents, spouses, siblings, managers, friends, and all other connectees with the unfortunate tie, familial or otherwise, to the zoo are excluded from any punishment that may be thrust upon them, corporal or otherwise. All correspondence with the parties referred to in this here message should be sent to the nearest mailbox on the day before the day you want us to get it, and the thing, and thank you for caring. Oh,
I did not mean to say that. No, I did not mean... We have had almost the same exact discussion 20 seconds before we turned the microphone
that
on.
That is correct.
And I'm sorry. I have never said that word, and as a matter of fact, it just slipped right out, and I didn't even notice it. But I think now you know my true feelings on Denise Huxtable and Lisa Bonet.
It's not going to be that good. We don't really like it.
It's going to be kind of boring, I think, actually.
Sorry, I can't. Can we play some commercials, please?
Oh, sure. No better time to bring a word from one of our fine sponsors. Let's not bring them into this, okay?
Okay. You want to move on? Look at Haynes over there.
David Haynes never heard anything. And oh, poor Frank. Frank probably didn't even know that I knew that word, did you, Frank? I know it, Frank. I've used it on occasion. Oh,
my goodness. That's okay, Don.
Oh, all right. So, as I was saying, the new Lisa Bonet show is going to be on tonight, and I hear it is just fantastic.
Just super.
I urge you to watch it tonight. I think you're going to love it. It's very, very interesting. Sorry, we're out of time. Well, on that happy note, I'd say that is it for the WAVA Morning Zoo Family Album. It only took us 3 years to put this one together, so I guess you can look for the next one in 1991. Until then, I'd like to say thanks for buying this album. Thanks for helping out the kids at Children's Hospital. I'd like to thank, this is starting to sound like an Oscar award speech, I'd like to thank Mike O'Mara, my partner and my friend, for finally helping me to stabilize my turbulent radio career, to Frank Murphy for being my confidant, my priest, and my right arm, to Diana Silman for being Frank's right arm, to David Haynes for no particular reason, to Kim Boomer Anderson, again, for no particular reason, to Ken Martin for producing this album, and Ken is certainly more deserving of more than the pittance Alan Goodman is paying him, to Mark St. John, our program director, for letting us do the show, to Alan Goodman for always basically letting us do whatever it takes. And Alan, if you were here, I'd polish that little bald head of yours, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening to WAVA in the morning for the past 3 years. Until next time, this is your friend Don Geronimo saying so long, happy trails, and always wear a condom. Frida and Bart, I love you more than anything. I'm wearing a condom right now, and I can think of no nicer way to end this album than with a final word from my good friend, Mike O'Mara. Thanks, and so long, everybody.
This will not disappoint. Thank you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, not to blow my own horn, but that is top-notch comedy. And thank speaking you. Of my own horn, there you go.
People never cease to amaze me.